This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, our nation, wherever or whenever you may be listening. Thank you for being with us. You are listening to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. And you are in the right place, my friends. So glad you have joined us. We have a very good broadcast today, very important also. It was R. Buckminster Fuller who said that if you want to change a system, you don't fight the system, but you create a competing system and then give more and more energy to it. The syndicate of wannabe controllers we've seen in the world, they've used this principle to weaken our republic almost to the point of breaking. That's where we're at right now. That's what we spend a lot of time talking about. Yesterday was Constitution Day. Today is, again, very special. I was talking to David Icke the other day. I just name-dropped David Icke. That's pretty cool. Anyway, he's quite a trip. And he's going to come on the show sometimes here in the near future. We're going to get our schedules together, and we're excited about that. Anyway, he's so confident about mankind's victory, it's inspiring, really. And there are a couple takeaways from my conversation with him. One, our freedom in this world, it cannot be given to us or taken away from us. Think about that. It's very profound and powerful. It cannot be given or taken away from us. And two, who is ultimately responsible for our experience here? This is a much scarier question to answer in some ways. Go look in the mirror. We talked about the problems in the truth movement, or whatever you want to call the effort to accomplish whatever it is we're trying to do here. You call it whatever you want, freedom, liberty, patriotic, truth, awakening, enlightening, whatever you want to call it. We talked about some of the problems. That's another question in and of itself. And what are you doing here? Listening to me on this planet, on this earth? Anyway, back to my conversation with David. Okay, let's say that you leave your garbage can too far away from the curb. Well, in some places, especially HOAs or even towns now, then the trash man comes, well, your trash can was 14 inches away from the curb, not 12. We're going to fine you $25. And at that point, you complain, you grumble, and you're upset. But then you pay the $25, right? You complain about that. Oh, that sorry trash man, he cut me for 2 inches or whatever. What have you just done? Just like the story from the Garden of Eden, so many things come back to it, whether you're religious or not. I'm trying to give you an overall arching view, consciousness, our experience. The power that you have, we tend to give to somebody else. In this truth movement, or whatever we call it, we complain a lot. They're doing this. They did this. Did you hear what she did? Did you hear that thing? Da, 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 da. All the while, what we are cementing is their position. We don't realize it. We're cementing their position. It's like Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. I'm not trying to support either one of them in this argument. I'm trying just to get you to see a real important point. Hillary Clinton had very little platform. It was all, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is bad, oh, the sky is going to fall. All of Hollywood came out. They said, oh, Donald Trump will never be president. Every time they said that, every time they complained, energetically, universally, they were giving energy. They were giving manifestation power to the fact that Donald Trump would be president. They don't even realize that they were helping Donald Trump be president, where Trump's candidacy much more was focused on what he was going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Not as much, anyway, just complaining about the other person. We think about the Illuminati, what have you, has dual meaning, lots of different meanings on the dollar, has different meanings, like a lot of things in this world. And we always look to the top, and we see that that's the power. But what holds the top there? What holds it? The bottom. And so the power, just like this garbage can story, what if everybody on the block put their trash can 14 inches away from the curb? What if everybody told the trash can, we're not paying you $25. Shut up and pick up our garbage. You're our servants. You see? But in the world today, now the sheep, they don't even need a sheepdog, because the sheep now herd themselves. Oh, did you hear? Oh, the neighbor, he had his garbage can 16 inches from the curb. He's got to pay that fine. Well, I'm not paying that fine. I don't want the trouble. You see? See what happens? We've policed ourselves. Our guest today is going to explain a part of one of the great mysteries of this world. Where has the Constitution for the United States of America gone? I hope by the end of the broadcast you will understand the battle has been a war for your precious attention and your beliefs. The most important word that may be in your vocabulary here in the days to come, the years to come, for the rest of your life, the most important word may be no. 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 We withdraw our consent. We withdraw our consent. In 1917, the Trading with the Enemy Act came on the heels of the Federal Reserve Act, of course, the infamous income tax, what have you. With these treasonous acts, and that's what they were, against our republic, a magic trick that would make David Copperfield blush, Houdini blush, had been perpetrated on an unsuspecting nation. The capstone to the global cabal's dream to splinter the heart of America away from our glorious republic into a satanic realm of control came in 1933 when Congress used the War Powers Act to turn the sovereign American into subjects of the now unlawful and out of control corporate federal government. Al Whitney from the Anti-Corruption Society, she will be joining us in about a half hour or so to chronicle this most important chapter of our nation during the 20th century, what happened. I mean, most important. And we often hear this, but hopefully we'll be able to explain it in a way that garners meaning to you, garners attachment to your emotion to you. This broadcast is one of those ones you're just going to want to share, you're just going to want people to hear, to be able to get this, to see exactly where our public has gone and what is at stake. For many of you, you do understand this concept. For many others, please don't tune out. This information will break the New World Order in America. Let me put it another way. For the New World Order to break, we must understand this information. That's a better way to put it. It will destroy it, if you know it, if you believe in it. Before we get to Al and get to Trading with the Enemies Act, whatnot, wherever that conversation goes, I want to take a bit to set the stage to discuss something of interest to everybody, I'm sure, and that's money. I have recently discovered something that's in plain sight that I feel, we feel, Catherine Aftalk, you must understand. It has been my great desire, of course, you know, to help you understand and discover for myself and cherish your rightful inheritance, one from your Creator and also one from the American Founding Fathers. I have in front of me several pieces of money throughout our history. And the major constitutional battles of our nation occurred in the 1830s, Andrew Jackson, Central Bank, around the Civil War and just after, the 1913 to 1933 4 era, 35 probably, and the last major battle during the late 50s and 60s of the last century. The new battle, probably you would say, it's not as big anymore. These battles aren't as big anymore because we've lost the seceding three ones, but the NDAA, the Patriot Act, that's probably the biggest battle of this, I think without question, that's the biggest battle of this century. During this whole long conflict, the money of our nation tells quite a story and proves not only what Al will teach us later, but specifically proves the break in the law of James Madison, the father of our Constitution, George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, and Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence. It proves the break from it. And like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, we've been picked up and transported to another realm. We have a few minutes before the break. We're going to go on the other side. Give me a second here. Let me reach for some of this money. Okay, in my hand, I hope you can you hear that jingle? See, that's not that crappy nickel and tin that most of our money is now. That's real silver. These are silver dollars. But I got a bill. You can't see it, obviously, but it says something important, and we're going to look at this money and the history of it and what it says. One of the major battles, the first, I would say, major battle that the American people lost for the Constitution, major battle, was around the Civil War period right after. Unfortunately, slavery gets mixed in. Look, the war would happen with or without slavery, to be honest with you. And I don't want it to interfere with what we're talking about, because we're not talking about black people being slave. We're talking about everybody being a slave. Now, that's what we're talking about. So I'm going to put that aside, and let's talk about the money and what happened. There was a conflict over states' powers versus federal encroachment. Well, federal encroachment won, and then right after the Civil War, they pushed hard. But let's look at money from 1864. This is a Confederate money. You ever heard, save your Confederate money, because South will rise again? Yeah, that's something as a child I heard all the time. It's on belt buckles, the South will rise again. Anyway, Confederate States of America, this is a $20 bill. It's got a picture of, who is that? It's not Jefferson Davis. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, on the bill, it says, Confederate States of America will pay $20 to the bearer on demand. Richmond, February 1864. To the bearer on demand. So this isn't gold and silver, obviously, but they printed Confederate money certificates, kind of like silver certificates that passed around. You bring this to the Richmond Bank, and they will give you $20. It doesn't say $20 in gold. It doesn't say, it says, we'll give you $20, because $20 was in gold or silver. Either one. It was synonymous. Okay. Let's go forward a little more. In my hand, you can hear that jingle. These are Morgan dollars. This one is from, the date, 18... What the heck is the date on this? 1890 somewhere. 1896 is the date. They got one 1883 here. 1921, they actually have a lot more than the peace dollars. These were silver, made majority silver. An ounce of silver was about a dollar. An ounce of gold was about $20 as we moved into the 20th century in America. And you're thinking, wow, what? Tell me something I don't know. Why is this important? This is kind of boring. Believe me, it'll get very interesting. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and we've talked about this, the corporate United States, the Washington, D.C., the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., is commissioned in the Constitution of the United States for the capital of our country. That's all that they could buy, sports, they could do a few things, not much. That corporate entity that was now formed in the 1870s physically manifests itself in a unholy alliance with the central bankers, trying to use and capture the lending power of the Constitution, and the coining power of the Constitution that gives the Congress, and taking it to themselves, to this capital, to this corporate nation. 1913, the manifestation of that break was the Federal Reserve System. On the other side, I promise you, if this interests you at all, you're going to want to hear what I have to say. I found something very important for you to know. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. So good to be with you.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The story of our money is quite a story indeed, an important one, and understanding it. And the Federal Reserve, we're going to go deeper. The Federal Reserve, the money itself, is our greatest evidence of the conspiracy that we've been discussing, the quote-unquote conspiracy theories that many people talk about. This corporate, whatever, America, the separation from our republic, the differentiation of our Constitution. In the Constitution, we'll talk about Al Whitney, only gold and silver could be made money, coin. As we go forward, after the Civil War, of course, the central bank reared its head again in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act. Federal Reserve Bank was created, a total semi-private, quasi-government, not really either one, with private powers, private benefits, public powers, where the Federal Reserve now began to print the money. Now, in 1913, was there still silver dollars? Yes, of course. Was there still gold dollars? I have in my hand a 1928 $20 gold piece. $20, it's got Liberty on the front, and God We Trust, an eagle on the back, United States of America, $20. The constitutional money of our founding fathers was still in circulation, in operation, and the Department of the Treasury. Notice I said United States, I didn't say United States Treasury. The Department of the Treasury, or the United States Treasury, not Department of the Treasury, excuse me. The United States Treasury, commissioned by the Constitution, was still printing these things, was still molding, still had the gold and silver taken from the ground and made it into coin, which turned into dollars, an honest weight and measure for our labor, for our purchases, for everything. And our money was profoundly stable and profoundly powerful. All the world knew that American dollar meant something because of this. In my hand, I have a 1921 Morgan dollar, again, a silver dollar, 1921. This Federal Reserve Act was 1913. The first notes they printed were in 1914, I believe. As you can expect, they create, just like R. Buckminster Fuller said, a competing system was created, competing system of money. Who would win the hearts and minds of America? Well, the Federal Reserve notes at first, especially at first, were looked on with skepticism, as you can imagine. again, the silver coins, the silver dollar, the silver dollars, the silver gold, and silver certificates came on the scene, or were on the scene. So a silver certificate then was a piece of paper where it wasn't, carrying around silver coins sometimes was a pain. You could take your silver certificate, go into any bank, and I have one in my hand that says this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America. Again, that the Treasury of the United States, not Department of Treasury, two different things. $1 in silver. So at the bottom it says $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand, just like the Confederate money, to the bearer on demand. In the Confederate money, it said $20, right? Because that we knew what everybody knew what $20 was. It was gold. So on this, it says in silver, payable to the bearer on demand. Okay. Now, as time went on, and I'm going to skip back to 1950 because it's so crucial and it proves this. I have in my hand a United States note from 1963, Kennedy, among other presidents, but Kennedy was the last one to print United States notes. If you look on the top of your dollar bills that you have in your wallet now, probably says Federal Reserve note, almost undoubtedly. Federal Reserve note, a note, a debt from the Federal Reserve. Kennedy printed United States notes without debt to the Federal Reserve, private, not to the private Federal Reserve, no debt to them, but America printed them. On it, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, 1963. Here's a current bill. Same thing. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It says $20. It doesn't say payable in silver. It doesn't say payable anything. Now, go back to 1950. The linchpin of this. The bridge that mirrors all this so you understand and so that you see it. In 1950, a $20 bill, Federal Reserve note, on the bottom it says, will pay to the bearer on demand $20. Again, everybody knows what $20 is. They did in 1950. There's still silver in the money up until 1965. That's what it says on the Federal Reserve note. Then on the top where it says this note is a legal tender for all debts, public and private, something else is after it that I've never seen before or never seen since. This is so new and so important. It says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. What is it telling you there? Just by inference, it's telling you something. That this Federal Reserve note, if you can exchange it for lawful money or exchange in lawful money, then this Federal Reserve note is not lawful money. And you can go to the Treasury or to a Federal Reserve Bank. The two competing systems right there on this bill, they told you. And the energy that's been created by that system to flood the whole country with money after we got off the silver standard in 65, gold standard in 71. Do you see it? This isn't made up. This isn't fiction. This is the mirage. Stay tuned. We'll be right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
A new poll released by Quinnipiac University Tuesday shows Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke down 9 points in his race against Texas Senator Ted Cruz. 54% of likely voters say they would support Cruz. Meanwhile, 45% say they would support O'Rourke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes I think this, you know, money talking about this becomes a boring economic lesson. I hope not, because it's, man, to say that this is key is an understatement. Also, like to make you aware of the specials we have over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Of course, that's the place where you get all the great products and the guests buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. The All Doctor Group's products are on sale. We have this week, and Robert Redfern, and also REM Sleep. I know some people can't do without, including Jay of the Power Mall. She can't do without her REM Sleep. That's on sale. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. That's how we're funded, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your consideration and for buying from us. Buy from the good guys. And before we bring Al on, I just wanted to just finish up the story about the money. And in case you just missed it, we're talking about in 1950, the $20, really on all of them, the $20 Federal Reserve note on the bill. You know, people are familiar with this note as legal tender for all debts, public and private. Well, on this note, which is just the bill. That's all it is debt. Federal Reserve notes, just so you know, when you spend money, you're creating debt. On that bill, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, as you would expect. And then it says, and is redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. The obvious logical conclusion one can come to is that that means that that money is not lawful. The competing system, lawful money, gold, silver, with the unlawful money, corporate bills, debt, it's not even money at all. The Federal Reserve notes of this corporate system of the United States, where the energy, especially in 1950, had grown to the point where silver certificates were not in play anymore. There was still silver money. And now today, my gosh, you know, it would be a rare occurrence if you found a 1964 quarter in your change that you got at the grocery store. Back in 1914, 1915, when people were at the grocery stores and they got change from the register, if the register, the cashier, gave them a Federal Reserve note, most people said, no, I don't want that here. You take it right back. They didn't trust it. They didn't want it. Their instinct had told them that. But as you'll see, as we talk to Al, these cabal had their hooks in America, and they took care of that. We'll get to that. Our next guest, we're just very excited to have. She's a patriot, which is about the highest compliment I can give to somebody. She has a passion for knowledge, a passion for the truth. She's a researcher. Her website, anticorruptionsociety.com, anticorruptionsociety.com. Since 2010, she's been doing that and revealing the truth to anybody who wants to hear it. And I'm sure you're going to love her, Al Whitney. Al, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, it's wonderful to be here.
Yes, it's so good to have you. We were talking during the break about that discussion, and you were telling me something about the Federal Reserve in the early 20s, kind of add to this discussion, kind of the nail in the coffin, so to speak, for our Treasury. Why don't you go ahead and tell that story?
I read this, and I don't know if you're familiar with a book called Judge Dale's The Great American Adventure, but he said that the Federal Reserve took over the Treasury in 1920, and I thought, well, that's strange. And I went to find it, and lo and behold, if you do a search for the Independent Treasury Act of 1920, you will see that Congress turned over the whole Department of Treasury to the Federal Reserve, including the offices, the chairs, the desks. I mean, they turned the whole thing over so that officially, if we're thinking that there is a U.S. Department of Treasury that belongs to the U.S. government, that just simply is not the case. It is now owned and controlled. And according to Jim Traficant from Ohio, in 1933, they turned the Treasury over to the International Monetary Fund. So it's really not our Treasury.
We're going to get back to that. I think that's an important capstone, probably, to this discussion about from 1917 to 1933. I also heard that in the original Federal Reserve Charter, and it's been so, you know, on Google, you can't even search the way you used to could. I can't even find the stuff anymore, the stuff I used to know. I've forgotten more than I know, you know, that's so to speak. But I had heard that the original Federal Reserve Charter said that America was going to pay the Federal Reserve the debt back in gold, that they were going to take the gold that way. That's maybe the entrance, how they began to pull our wealth out of us. Have you heard anything about that?
No, but I do know that from that book, An Astounding Exposure, written by Lewis McFadden, they did indeed, from I don't know when they started, they got their original charter in 1913, but all through the 20s, they were pillaging the gold, and they were shipping it overseas. They were stealing the gold out of the Treasury, since it was in their possession, and they were shipping it out and sending it overseas. The only gold left to take was the gold of the people, right? Which they did in 33.
I'm going to give a little summary up until 1913-17, and you tell me, you know, you may disagree or you may have a different information. You kind of fill in the holes or what have you. To me, the two great constitutional battles of the, what is that, the 19th century were Andrew Jackson fighting off the central banks in the 1830s, and then the Civil War time, the central bank getting their hooks back in us. And then after that, the corporate United States being set up, the capital, so to speak, the 10-mile square of Washington that was commissioned in the Constitution kind of got out of hand and started to take over the whole thing. And that was in right after the Civil War. And that just continued to grow and to grow and to grow all the way up until 1913. Would that be a fair background or fair summary to you?
Yes. In fact, I heard one speaker talk about what happened with the Civil War, and he had a different take on it, which made all the sense in the world. He is saying that when they passed the Reconstruction Act, which was in the 14th Amendment, at that time after the Civil War, they pretty much shut down the states in the state sovereignty, and they put all of the people, instead of being Ohioans and Pennsylvanians, all the people were made these 14th Amendment citizens of the federal corporation. And he claims that that's when we really lost the Constitution, because prior to then, the states could nullify any federal law that they didn't want to abide by. But after that, he claims that states don't do that. They never do that. I don't know a state who nullifies a federal law. And so they pretty much took away the sovereignty of all of the states. Which,
now this
again,
is some
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish, Al.
Well, that's what he claimed is when they killed the Constitution. They wanted that the Constitution dead, and the Constitution did allow for the states some autonomy. And according to much of what I've read, they didn't want the states to have any autonomy. They wanted the states under their control, and they succeeded with the Reconstruction Act and the 14th Amendment.
This is, for people, this may seem, oh, what is it? This doesn't matter. This matters. When they began to make people, you know, are you a U.S. citizen? I'm a U.S. citizen, or I'm a Georgian. I was born in Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, or I'm a what have you. You know, I'm a New Jerseyan, or what have you. That's what, you know, Virginia, Ben Franklin. I'm a Virginian. When, now I lost my point. I was going to say, this is like Walmart. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to wear a pro-Hillary t-shirt or you want to wear a pro-Trump t-shirt, anybody can do that in America, right? You can go down the street and you can wear the shirt. If you work at Walmart, if you are a Walmart employee, you cannot wear the t-shirt. They won't let you. Even though that the Bill of Rights says that you can, your freedom of speech. Why? Why? Because you've agreed to a corporate structure and corporate employee bylaws. So that's the situation. That's the situation that we have with this. What she's talking about. What Al's talking about. We became Americans, free Americans, with dominion to now servile people under this corporate umbrella that started out real small. The difference seemed infinitesimal. Didn't seem any difference. Well, you know, fast forward 50 years in the Federal Reserve Act, and it became real different. Did that make sense to you, Al? What do you think?
Yeah, it does make sense. And you go back and you're talking about what happened at the Civil War. In 1868, when they passed the 14th Amendment, I just want to read you this one section, if you don't mind. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services, in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, that would be the Civil War, right, shall not be questioned. But neither the United States nor any state shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States for any claim for the loss or emancipation of any slave, but all such debts, obligations, and claims shall be held illegal. So, okay, so they're saying...
Hold that thought, Al. Hold that thought. That's very important. We'll finish that on the other side. Al Whitney, Anti-Corruption.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Many conversations I've had, maybe some of you have had similar, and you start to explain the this idea about this separate system. This isn't America anymore, and they're like, "What do you mean this isn't America anymore? I see the flag, I see the president, I see the White House. What are you talking about? I live in the same house. What do you mean?" But this is what we're talking about: the pulling us away, the destruction of our inheritance, of the Constitution, the suppression of it, to the advantage of private central bankers, hell-bent on taking everything that is not tied down, including your sovereignty, especially your sovereignty. We're talking to Al Whitney from the Anti-Corruption Society, anticorruptionsociety.com, and her just wealth of knowledge on this subject is extremely important. Before the break, Al, we were talking about the act right there at 1868, right after the Civil War, that all this debt was going to be not even questioned. Go ahead and finish that thought, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the 14th Amendment. I'll read it again because maybe, you know, people might have missed it. But Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, and this is the amendment that turned all Ohioans and all Pennsylvanians into U.S. citizens. That was Section 1. But Section 4 says the validity of the public debt of the United States, that's one entity, authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. So they're saying that the cost of the North to attack the South, and the South is considered now an insurrection because they lost, right? Right. So they are not allowed to question that they owe money, that there are bounties for. There was a debt created, and nobody's allowed to question it.
Mm. Dear God. And boy, and they took from the South, too, ladies and gentlemen. They took from the South, let me tell you. That's why, you know, 100 years later, the sentiment, when I was a small child, the sentiment in the South, the Deep South, especially when I visited some of my relatives, they hated the North. Still, 100 freaking years later, they hated the North. Really. That's what went on. Anyway, let's get back to the story, Al, as kind of a side note. After the Civil War, after this act leading up to the Federal Reserve Act and then into 1917.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are aware that the money monsters, I call them the money monsters, some people call them the robber barons, others call them the international banking cartel, but they sort of staged a fake depression in the early 1900s, so there was a run on the bank. That's what they wanted. They want runs on the banks, so then they could step in and say, well, we can't let the government control the monetary system and the banks in this country. It's too political, so we're going to write a bill where a private outside interest will do it for the benefit of everybody. And I think people, a lot of your listeners, should certainly be aware that the when the Federal Reserve was passed in 1913, it turned over the monetary policy for the country to a private cabal of international bankers. And they've had it ever since.
I think it was J.P. Morgan, all his people, they kind of spearheaded that. The talk was almost like a briar rabbit, kind of, you know, don't throw me in the briar patch, the rabbit. Kind of thing. The banks, oh, don't pass this Federal Reserve Act. Whatever you do, don't pass that. Yes. So the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913. What were some of the distinguishing and important features of that, maybe, that we should know for this conversation?
Well, one of the things that I ran into, which really surprised me, because I found it on their website. I did put up a YouTube, oh, gosh, maybe 5 years ago, and I quoted it. They are saying that they were made the fiscal agent of the United States. Now, if you think about that, that's big. That's huge. The fiscal agent?
Yes.
That is on their website. And as they say, as the fiscal agent of the United States, it was the duty of the newly formed Federal Reserve to create war bonds for World War I. But if you look closely at history, it wasn't long after the Federal Reserve Act was passed that they maneuvered Wilson into entering into World War I. They already had that plan to get our country into World War I, and of course that would create a debt for the country, wouldn't it, to them.
How convenient. It's good work if you can get it, I guess.
And
1917.
One of the things I heard about Ed Bernays, if anybody's familiar with him, he is supposedly the father of propaganda. It was his job to create the propaganda to get the American people all revved up to go into war against Germany. And he did such a successful job that he was actually invited to attend the Treaty of Versailles after the war, and he received honors for his participation in getting the American people to support World War One when the American people had nothing against Germany, and there were all kinds of Germans in our country, and everybody was, nobody wanted to go overseas in war. But again, that was the plan. The bankers wanted
war. Now, you made an excellent point. I think it's maybe the most important aspect in this, as we talk about, you know, justice, constitution, law, what have you. You made a certain point about money and about the legal system. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, money always follows the legal system. People have to understand that. So if you've got plenty of money, which is not backed by gold or silver, then you have to have a legal system that supports that money. And the reason is that contracts have consideration. They're not only talking about your paying debts, which we are. We're also talking about all contracts. All contracts have, one of the components a contract must have is a consideration. Now, that can be defined differently, but the legal system has to support the money system. So if you look anywhere for, if you violate any law whatsoever, you're going to be fined in dollars. You will not be able to pay a fine, a fee, or a penalty in silver or gold. So the two go hand in hand.
I think that's such a key point. The legal system follows the money system, and in the early or mid-teens, 1913 on, the 20s, early 20s, you still had these two competing systems. I mean, if you get nothing out of this, ladies and gentlemen, I personally think that's the most important. There in the 20s, take what Al just said. The legal system follows the money system. What legal system? What law were they exercising? What law were they under? What law were they doing? Well, in the 20s, you had a $20 gold piece. That was money. And then you had a $20 Federal Reserve note. That was money also operating at the exact same time. Do you see where it's split from 1913? And the energy now was going, which way would America go? Would we go towards this corporate fake system? Or would we go towards back towards our constitutional roots? Which way would we go? I hope everybody sees that break there. This is the key perilous moment of our republic in the 20th century. On the other side, well, more with Al Whitney. We've got a whole another hour and a lot to talk about, Al. What a pleasure to be with you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. AnticorruptionSociety.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.